This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 476 and three quarters, up 12 and three quarters. May corn, 484 and a quarter, up 13 and three quarters. July corn, 488 and a quarter, up 13 and a half. March soybeans, 1418, up 10 and three quarters. May soybeans, 1423, up 13 and three quarters. July soybeans, 1396 and a half, up 15. March wheat, 639 and three quarters, up 13. May wheat, 643 and a half, up 12. July wheat, 647, up 11 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Tuesday afternoon. Corn and wheat are still finding strength from political unrest in the Ukraine, and tight old crop supplies keep soybeans climbing higher. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 11 cents higher, at 444 to 467. Soybean bids were 14 cents higher at 1382 to 1414. And in the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 13 cents higher at 450 to 472. Soybean bids were 14 to 17 cents higher at 1401 to 1428. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 12 to 16 cents higher at 454 to 483, and soybean bids were 14 to 15 cents higher at 1395 to 1428. Wheat bids 10 to 17 cents higher at 615 to 676. Now on the Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 12 to 14 cents higher at 1426 to 1448. The basis was steady to 2 cents lower at 3.3 to 25 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 469.70 to 504.70 per ton, and that was 60 cents to $16.60 lower, with the basis at 20 to 55 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 10 to 14 cents higher at 473 to 480, with the basis steady to 4 cents lower at 411, at 4 to 11 under the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 20 to 24 cents higher, 476 to 488, with the basis 6 to 10 cents higher at 8 under to 4 over the May. Soybeans ended 14 to 18 cents higher at 1415 to 1425, with the basis steady to 4 cents higher at 8 under to 12 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 11 cents higher at 622 to 629, with the basis steady at 18 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 22 cents higher at 488 to 497. These elevators raised their soybean prices 10 to 15 cents with quotations of 1430 to 1438. Soft wheat closed 12 to 17 cents higher at 669 to 671, and Milo ended the day 13 to 14 cents higher at 552 to 560. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern Illinois, corn ranged from 437 to 462, and soybeans 1138 to 1171. In the central part of the state, corn was 447 to 469, and soybeans were 1143 to 1170. Now, in the southern part of the state, corn was 447 to 467, and soybeans were 1149 to 1187. Wheat was 607 up to 640. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 145.62, up $1.50. June live cattle, 137, up $2.10. August live cattle, 134.70, up $1.45. March feeder cattle, 172.90, up $1.12. April feeder cattle, 174.35, up $1.27. May feeder cattle, 175.15, up $1.42. April lean hogs, 111.67, up $3. May lean hogs, 114.55, up $3. June lean hogs, 115.75, up $3. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 4th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.72 higher in the range of $87 to $103.01, with a weighted average carcass price of $99.59. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 63 to 67, 4 to 5 weights 64 to 71, 5 to 550 weights 69 to 73, and 550 and up 70 to 74. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from $68 to $75. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,952. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 366 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $107.54, and that was $1.27 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $231.76, and that was $2.64 higher, with select carcasses at $229.74, that was $1.93 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 117,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000, which compared to 416,000 last week and 426,000 a year ago. Now the report from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction. They had receipts of 1,502 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares. They were $6.50 to $8.50 a bale. Large squares were $70 to $85. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares were $6.25 to $8.25. Large squares $80. Orchard grass premium quality small squares were $5.50 to $7.75. Mixed grass good quality small squares $3.50 to $5. And the large squares $38 to $50. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $3 to $4.25. Large squares, $24 a bale, and large rounds, $28. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.79. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.85. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.70. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.76. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.07. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.19. March beans delivered to Scottville, $13.96. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.08. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.35. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.79, corn at Scottville is $4.70, beans at Greenfield $14.07, beans at Scottville $13.96, and wheat at Scottville is $6.35. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack unveiled the department's fiscal 2015 budget request to Congress. Vilsack says the budget calls for $22 billion in discretionary spending reflects a sharp drop in funding from 2008, where the administration first took office.
This budget will be somewhere between $400 and $500 million less on the discretionary side than when I became secretary.
But Vilsack tried to put a positive face on the budget request.
First of all, it continues to invest in the Farm Bill safety net and the credit requirements that are important to beginning farmers and socially disadvantaged farmers. This budget will help to fund 40,000 loans, 85% of which will go to beginning farmers and socially disadvantaged farmers.
Specifically, Vilsack says the request will implement the recently enacted Farm Bill.
It obviously provides a continued commitment to crop insurance coverage of what will be estimated at $63 billion worth of crops, and it will assist and aid in the implementation of the Farm Bill safety net provisions, whether it's the revenue or price loss processes.
The budget would also support 25 million acres of land in the Conservation Reserve Program and add 23 million acres to already record acres in the CSP and EQIP programs. The request also includes funding for rural business development, especially bioproduct manufacturing, farmers markets, food safety, climate change research, rural home loans, and community facilities. The turmoil between Ukraine and Russia is having its effect on the grain markets. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what we could potentially see happen in the markets in the days and weeks to come.
Well, it's all about the Ukraine and Russia and what's going to happen in that part of the world. With roughly a billion bushels worth of export capacity between Russia and Ukraine for wheat, and another 600 or 700 million bushels worth of corn. So a lot at stake if war were to break out in the area and prevent exports from flowing to that level through the Black Sea, then that would dramatically change the global balance sheet for corn and for wheat, and that has traders very nervous.
So how can we expect to see that affecting farmers over here?
One of the questions I received over the weekend from farmers was, will the tensions over there result in us placing Carter-era type embargoes on grain exports? And my reply was, no, we're looking at different dynamics here, because during the Carter administration, this area of the world was a big importer of grain. Today, this area of the world is one of our biggest export competitors. So global stocks of grains are relatively snug. The world is comfortable with that because we can pretty much get grain where we need it. But if that supply is threatened in any way, the market needs to act aggressively in order to slow down demand rather quickly. We normally think of such a threat as being a production threat due to bad weather. In this case, it's a geopolitical type of a threat where war could break out, and even though they produce the crops, they simply can't export it, and therefore that amount of grain would be removed from the market. The high prices of the last 6 or 7 years have dramatically increased production in that area of the world and made them major export competitors. The world has become dependent on those supplies, and if those supplies were removed, then that would dramatically increase the demand, or would be expected to anyway, for U.S. corn and wheat, and really tighten up our balance sheet, requiring higher prices. So that's what's at stake. Now, exports are still flowing out of that region. They have not been stopped. The government has every incentive to keep them going in order to aid its revenue. But if all-out war breaks out, particularly a prolonged war, that's what could bring those exports to a halt. And so that's the risk that traders are trying to assess. Initially, we saw a lot of short covering to try to remove their risk exposure. Then we saw some additional buying on the possibility that exports would be halted from that area. But that hasn't happened yet, may or may not happen. This is all about adding risk premium to the markets.
So if things get worse over there, we could be looking at a greater global shortage of grains, which would lead to higher prices for U.S. farmers for their crop, as it would be in higher demand. Is that right?
Exactly right. If you look at global corn stocks as a whole, they're at about a 61-day supply. That's just 6 days more than 40-year lows, where we're at the 40-year lows. 40-year lows were about a 55-day supply. So that means we don't have much of a safety margin if a significant piece of those supplies were to be removed from the marketplace. And that's why the prices would have to react very quickly if, in fact, that happens. What's the risk of that? That's what the market is trying to decide, and frankly, nobody really knows, and why there's so much volatility in the market right now.
All right. Just trying to assess on whether there will be problems or whether we will still have a relatively normal year with lower corn prices than we've had in the past.
Yes, and I see three potential scenarios. One would be if President Putin of Russia would suddenly just simply stop the aggression and pull back and say, oh, okay, we're going to let it be as it is and not do anything, and grain would continue to flow. Another alternative option would be if he would invade, there would be a prolonged war that would stop the flow of the grain over a long period of time over the next year, and those grain supplies would not be available. The third option would be if it was a quick sweep in and take over of power, Ukraine's young government would be unable to stop it. It all would be all over in a matter of a few days or a week or two, and the grain would start to flow once again and just be a hiccup in supply. Those are the three primary options that are before traders right now that present the possibilities.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.